Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped for free. Now, here's Griff.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is December 5th, 2017. If you're listening in the archives, this is show number 706. And on today's show, we'll find out if souvenirs sell. We'll also get some power selling tips on snagging last-minute holiday shoppers. And we'll explore social media for better or worse. We're going to prep for success in 2018 and hone our research skills. And we'll also take your calls. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with eBay Radio News, brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Marks, returns, and free shipping all feature in today's eBay Radio News for December 5th, 2017. I'm Lee. In the fall seller release, eBay announced that listings with watermarked images would be removed from eBay search results beginning on March 1st, 2018. However, Griff, eBay received significant feedback about the upcoming enforcement, and people weren't too crazy about it. And for this and other reasons have decided that they will not enforce the removal of watermarks in March 2018 as originally planned. eBay went on to say, we know this is a crucial time of year and we wanted you to be able to focus completely on selling. Having said that, eBay went on to say that watermarks create a cluttered experience not consistent with retail standard. Watermarked images are also a primary reason Google rejects eBay-funded Google shopping placements, meaning less visibility for your listings and decreased conversion as a result. eBay encourages you to remove those watermarks from listings in order to enhance your reach and velocity on eBay. Emma Fulcher, writing an eBay for Business blog, says returns happen, so you need to be prepared. The article lays out eBay's seven best practices to help you manage post-holiday return requests like a pro. We'll be showcasing them shortly on eBay Radio today. Sellers, get ready. Are you ready for free shipping day, Griff? You don't have to do anything, right? Because all yours are free shipping.
Yes, mine are all free shipping.
Right. Well, get ready for free shipping day 2017. That's happening December 15th. Free shipping day is a national event that gets bigger every year. In fact, the last few years, free shipping day has seen more sales than on Black Friday, Griff. That surprised me a little bit.
Well, that is pretty amazing.
Update your listings to offer free shipping. It's also a good idea to offer an expedited shipping option for buyers who are in a hurry to receive their item.
Yeah.
And over the next few weeks, the eBay Holiday Airstream will roll into Seattle and San Jose.
Oh, really?
Showcasing eBay's unparalleled holiday selection and deals for shoppers around the country. Now, today and tomorrow, you can catch the eBay Airstream in Christkindle Market, could be Christkindle Market, in Denver, then Seattle, and culminating with San Jose. And if you can't make it to one of the upcoming stops, you can still shop the featured deals online at ebay.com/airstream. So, Griff, trying to get myself in a good mood here, you know, things
good
are...
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. You know I'm a very political person, and I'm trying to, you know, bring it all together in my life. So I had to think of something just that put a smile on my face.
And what would that be?
I input Merry Christmas in eBay search, and I got 593,661 listings for Merry Christmas.
Get out of town.
For Happy Hanukkah, 484 listings. Happy Kwanzaa got 92, and 4 results for Happy Festivus.
For the rest of us.
Yes, for the rest of us. So no matter what the holiday spirit, there's something on eBay for everyone. Also, by the way, Happy New Year received 3,015 listings. And that's eBay Radio News for December 5th, 2017, brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999.
So I forgot to say, and now back to eBay Radio where you got the Griff.
Well, that's okay. I think it's implied.
Yes, it is.
And isn't that all that really matters?
But that was from years and years ago. Gee, that was back from WS
days. That woman, I wonder what happened to her.
I don't know.
Oh, I got the Griff. I got the Griff.
For those of you, she used to call up the show and she was just a character, just a really nice lady.
Yeah.
And she called him the Griff. I got the Griff. And right. So we started using it. Now we haven't heard from her.
I hope she's okay.
She didn't sue us for using her line, so.
That's true, she didn't. And for that, we'll always be grateful.
Yes, we will.
We're grateful for anyone who doesn't sue us.
So, Griff.
Yeah, it's my name.
People who usually listen to our live shows via their smartphone or tablet.
Yeah.
Some important news you wanna talk about?
Well, yeah, it's true because if you listen with your smartphone or tablet, we have some news for you. It's our original mobile app news by Liquid Compass. It's no longer supported.
It's gone. Bye, Liquid Compass.
Bye. The iOS version for iPhone and iPad should automatically update to the new Triton-powered app, but if for some reason yours hasn't, just delete it, then download it from the Apple App Store and reinstall it, and just search for eBay Radio, two words. Droid users, our brand new eBay Radio Android app is ready for you to download from the Google Play Center. Just search for eBay Radio, all one word. If you still have the original app, you can just delete it once you've installed the new Triton-powered version. Call in and tell us how you're listening.
So the way you know it's not there is there's no more Liquid Compass stream.
Yeah, there you go.
You won't hear anything.
Uh-oh.
That'll tell you.
So if you're listening now, you're not listening.
You're not listening. If you're listening on the old thing, you're not listening.
Right. It's like, my phone's broken. How do I call you and let you know that your phone's broken?
So is Howie home, or did he just come home for a while?
He came home on Sunday for a few hours.
Oh, that's good.
He may be home tomorrow, it looks like.
For good? Or for
a
while?
Fingers crossed.
Okay, well, let's hope for the best. Yeah, see, they usually send you home a couple once or twice to see if you make out okay.
No, that's not what...
Oh, that's not what this is?
He wanted it. They give you day passes.
Oh, I see.
And you're only supposed to be out for 4 hours if they give you a room away. But he kind of made nice with the head nurse.
They give your room away?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're not here anymore.
Oh, he's gone.
It's a factory. I think he'll be coming home. He's had some interesting experiences.
Yes, he has.
I'm sure. I'm sure you've been reading about
them. I have been. Yeah. It's you get a bunch.
See, you or I don't think we would have had the same sort of reaction to those experiences because we're older.
And we expect them.
And we're patient.
Well.
To a point.
I don't know. Those experiences do happen in those places. There's nothing you can do about it.
That's true.
You know.
So. I like going. I struck up some conversations with some rather old people in wheelchairs that were cognizant. Because I now, now I feel like, well, I'm just two steps away from this step phase of my life.
Yeah, well, they
life,
put so. The ones that aren't cognizant usually around the nursing desk.
Yeah, they were they
in
hang
the
out
afternoon.
The yeah,
because they have to be able to watch them every minute.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I learned a lot all those months I was there. For John,
he definitely seemed to me to be the youngest person in the place. So
probably he probably is. Well, we're happy to hear that, Griff.
Yes, I imagine you would be.
So I've got this thing, I guess, that I get an email when you list something, and that never happened before.
Oh, really? Are you following
Did I click
me?
Into something?
You may be following
You,
me?
Dana, there were a few other people.
I don't know.
Huh.
Must be you're following us or something. I don't know.
Did you list two or three things?
I didn't list anything in the last couple of days. I've been
busy.
Oh,
it was probably 4 or 5 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. But that is something. If you're following people, I guess it tells when they list something new.
It does.
And
yes.
I have never received those before, so all of a sudden they show up. I don't know. I was confused. Hey, Griff, we got a good show today.
Do we now?
We do. Debbie Weider.
No, Debbie.
The Book Kiosk is coming on. She's going to give us her strategies for selling souvenirs on eBay.
Souvenirs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's something we run into a lot mm-hmm. in every city we're in, right?
Yeah. I think it's a natural thing you do. You purchase a souvenir. I don't do mm-hmm. that anymore because I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
Yes.
So I'm in that old person phase.
Me too. Awful. Dana Crawford.
You invite your family in and say, is there anything you'd like before I, shuffle off this mortal coil?
Or giving my jewelry away to my girls. before I die. Yeah, really, I'd like to see them have it before I go. So little.
You know,
by
this
little.
Conversation is quickly getting rather morbid.
So somebody who doesn't think of herself as old, I'm sure, Dana Crawford's going to be on with us.
Oh, groovy.
I think at noon she's going to be on, and then at 12:15 we're going to have Julie Shapiro. And she is known on eBay as top-rated seller Casa Chic, all one word. Casa Chick, C-H-I-C, all
Casa
one word.
Chick.
And also South Beach Chick, all one word.
We know where she lives.
So we're going to talk to her about getting started with a social media presence for your business.
Yeah, it's never too late.
And then, of course, we're going to have our duck quack contest.
Oh, good.
As we
I
always
like that.
Do. Did and I then Patty the Whitlock. One? Is going to be on the shopping mom too.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be on to tell us, how to start laying some groundwork now, for your success on eBay in 2018. So she's got some tips for that. And then our last guest, in a couple of few hours is Linda Bryant, and she's known on eBay as top rated seller Bryant Apple. All one word and eBay ID, the Tie Whisperer.
Ooh.
That's going to be interesting.
That will be.
Yeah, she found a niche, apparently. So we got a great show planned for you today, and I hope you stay around with us.
Well, I plan to.
Griff and I are. I'm talking to the listener. Not
oh,
to
I
you.
Thought maybe you were thinking I was not going to.
No.
Stick around. Or
you
something.
Get confused with that sometimes.
Oh, do I? Oh, yes, I do.
So anyway, stay with us. Interesting things. I know you're we know you're busy. Oh, Griff, they're so busy today.
Who's busy?
eBay sellers are very busy right now.
Oh, they are, yes.
It's their season, honey.
It's a season to be jolly. Well, this segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, like we said, souvenirs when we return with more of eBay Radio.
It's the year's ultimate retail moment, that festive season known as holiday. You need gift-worthy inventory, and you need it fast. You need bulk. Bulk can stock your store shelves quicker than Santa's elves. They offer liquidation goods by the pallet or case, excess inventory, open box, and customer returns, all from top brands and leading manufacturers across dozens of categories. Bulk's itemized manifests are guaranteed, so you can be sure of exactly what you're getting. Cases start at just $100, and you can buy with one click from your computer or smartphone, then pay by PayPal, credit card, or PayPal credit. Bulk will ship the goods pronto, right to your doorstep. For a flat rate, no guesswork required. So forget waiting on Santa. There's no time like the present to browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner customer's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.